With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Mary Cantwell's strongest memory of Bristol, Rhode Island, when she was growing up there as a child in the 30s and 40s, was its odor.
It smells, and still does, of salt water and privet, and at this time of year, of linden trees. And all these smells, at least along the waterfront where I live, are melded together. I don't know of a place in the world that smells like Bristol.
Mary Cantwell writes of her childhood in a memoir called American Girl. She grew up among an extended and happy family.
There was never a day, a minute in that house when I was little when I didn't have a lap to sit on. If my grandfather was angry with me, my grandmother wasn't. Or if I wasn't speaking to my mother, I was still speaking to my aunt. You know, I was never alone.
But the outside world was brutal, and Mary Cantwell was the scapegoat of her grade school classmates.
My speech was different. My clothes were different, and I think I was arrogant.
When she raised her hand in class, her classmates thought she was showing off.
And I had all these teeth, and more braces and rubber bands than you've ever seen in your entire life. And I chattered all the time. I talked a lot.
The bullying was the worst part of Mary Cantwell's otherwise pleasant childhood.
The brutality visited on a child by his or her peers is as fierce a brutality as that child will ever know.
Mary Cantwell went on to better days and is now an editorial writer for the New York Times. Her childhood is revisited in her memoir, American Girl, published by Random House. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Mary Cantwell attracted considerable attention when she wrote a column called At Home for the New York Times a couple of years ago. Then she was asked to write a memoir about her childhood in Bristol, Rhode Island.
It wasn't my idea. An editor suggested that I write it about my childhood because she said my childhood was so often in the background of my articles.
Mary Cantwell had considerable doubt.
I kept wondering who would want to write about it, read about a childhood that was essentially, if not necessarily happy, comparatively serene.
Then Cantwell realized that the success of a story is in how it's told.
The most sensational story in the world can be gray in the wrong hands.
So Cantwell wrote American Girl, a nostalgic recollection of life in a small New England town in the 30s and 40s.
I was never tempted to turn it into fiction because in a way I thought that would have been cheating. I feel if I have something to say about my relatives, I really ought to come out and say it.
But Cantwell did change some of the names of the people in her story to keep them from being hurt.
I was in Rhode Island a couple of weeks ago and I was talking to the man who runs the local newspaper. He was a walking Rosetta Stone. He recognized every single person in the book, even the ones, you know, that I'd, you know, hidden the name of or something. He knew every single one.
Random House published American Girl by Mary Cantwell. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Mary Cantwell, author of a memoir called American Girl, has been on the New York Times editorial board since 1981. She and the other editorial writers work in a degree of isolation.
We each have our own office, and we are alone most of the day, except for our meetings, and of course people come in to see us.
So the Times editorial writers don't develop the kind of camaraderie one might see in a newsroom.
We're just sitting there in front of our terminals all day long, writing back and forth and to each other, checking the wires and talking on the phone.
The Times editorial board meets three times a week.
Some people are conversant in one subject or 12 subjects, and some people are conversant in three subjects. And for instance, we have some people there who write foreign affairs. They've been students of foreign affairs for many years. I couldn't write those.
But Cantwell does write about domestic issues. The Times editorial board members don't always reach a consensus.
If he or she can muster a good argument and defend the position, well, then that becomes the editorial. But that does not mean that we all agree with that person's opinion.
A Random House published Mary Cantwell's first book, a memoir called American Girl, which explores her childhood in Bristol, Rhode Island. Cantwell grew up with books, and today she wonders why so many people prefer movies and TV to the printed word.
When I read a book, the pictures I see in my mind are so much more vivid than any I ever see on a screen.
Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.